in love with him and ran away with the circus. So I felt like it was a great way to combine all the things that I was interested in, arts and creating things and working with people and athletics and just ways to say things physically and by creating images, working with music. So it was a very fulfilling little package for expressing all that I have inside.
And the Bindelstift Family Circus fulfills all your needs.
So far, except we ain't making any money.
What does Bindelstift mean? Why do you put this name?
Bindelstift is an old American slang term for a hobo, a man who travels around from place to place looking for work, and it specifically refers to a bundle and a staff that the hobo would carry over the shoulder, traveling with very small belongings from one place to another. The word came into popular use in the early 20s during the Depression, and that actually the history of that word goes back to the Civil War, when during Reconstruction there were no jobs to be had, so many people were riding on, taking by foot, or in the advent of the railroad, taking trains from town to town looking for work. And they formed a very kind of seminal labor union with ways to communicate with each other about fair hiring practices, or, corrupt cops in towns that you could bribe to sleep in a barn or something, kind townspeople who could feed them. And this kind of outsider community, this way of supporting each other and really creating an economic climate outside of what was happening, appealed to us. And the fact that we knew we were going to be traveling for the next several years with the circus was also appealing, so it felt like it fit.
Talking about traveling, where have you been with the circus?
The Bindelstift Circus traveled from 1994 till 2001 back and forth the United States probably a dozen times. In the spring, we would travel on the East Coast, and in the summer into fall, we would go all the way out west and go into Washington, California, Oregon, pretty much hitting every state in between. I think we've been in 38 of the continental states performing. And during the later 90s, we started to travel to Europe. We had friends in Amsterdam and performed at festivals there, in Austria, in the UK at the Glastonbury Festival. And then more recently, we've been in Thailand, in Guyana, South America, many times in Canada, and where else? Hoping to expand worldwide.
How many people travel with you when you go to all these places?
In the olden days of the touring, we would fit as many as 10 people into a van and pull a little trailer behind it with all the equipment. And now it depends on the budget and who's available. As we all get a little more settled into our professional careers, many of the early Bindelstifts are now doing other things. Some of them are running circus programs with youth. Some of them are have moved on to TV and movies. Some of them are still performing, but doing so more in Europe because there is more of a culture of appreciation for circus and variety arts in Europe, so they're able to make a more consistent living there. So these days, 5 to 7 people, sometimes with a live band. And coming up at Helsinki on Friday the 10th, we're going to have, I think we're having 5 artists, including a live musician as well. So it should be a really good show. Actually, 6 or 7 artists.
So this Friday at Helsinki is at 9 p.m. and it's a show for adults. What do you mean by that?
Grown-ups.
I thought circus were for kids.
Circus is for everyone. And I think that there's a real need, especially for adults in this time. It's so stressful to be responsible for the bills and be responsible to the boss and be responsible for, raising your children or being a good partner with your spouse or your partner. So adults have a lot of stress and they needed time to celebrate and relax and be entertained by something that's a little more sophisticated, something that has, you know, maybe a little bit of a blue element to it.
I think, what?
You know, like adult humor is more sophisticated, and we can sort of address topics that we wouldn't address for a children's audience.
You also perform for children, right?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I think of Bindlestiff as the cartoon network of the circus community because during the daytime we're family friendly and we perform for kids and families, and then at night it's like Adult Swim. So, you know, the jokes are for grown-ups. This show that's coming up Friday has a burlesque element to it. There's a duo called Gigi and Pop who are going to open the show, and they perform a kind of a comic striptease. I'm not going to say too much because I don't want to give it away, but, you know, again, the element...
You got me interested here.
Yeah, come on over. The element is not... it's not a dirty show, but the element is definitely something that, you know, is more appealing to an adult audience.
Well, I must confess that I was at your last show in Helsinki, and it was pretty awesome to see how people were reacting. Like, some of you guys, I don't remember exactly, but there was the fashion man or whatever that character.
Oh, yes. International man of fashion, Rob Torres.
Yeah. And he got everyone in his pocket. You know, he would ask people to do something and everyone would do whatever he asked them to do. And it was amazing how he could make people, hypnotizing people in that way.
I think he's an internationally known clown, and he had worked for the Big Apple Circus 2 years ago. He was the featured clown, or last year, I'm sorry, during last year's tour. And again, he's an artist who makes most of his living in Europe. Clowning is a really sophisticated art form. And a successful clown, like you said, gets you in your pocket, but it's because you relate to that person. And the clown is able to address issues, you know, break through barriers of social interaction that most grown-ups, you know, we have a very solid shell at this point in our lives, and we're very protective. We don't allow ourselves to be vulnerable. And a clown is vulnerable and allows you to see the fears and the weaknesses and the true passions. And I think that's very relatable. I think that's something that we all feel we want to be more uninhibited in that way. And a clown is that beautiful, uninhibited thing. And so we really just want to go on that ride with that person.
Well, I think that's exactly what happens. How is it that circus is so attractive? I am asking this because you say that you've been all around. And I know over the summer you are sometimes at Bard College in the
Spiegel Tent.
The Spiegel Tent. And those tickets get sold out super fast. And there is a crowd of people following you around. How come? How is this circus so attractive?
I think they're...
Not this or circus in general, whatever you want to say.
Yeah, circus as an experience is something that's magical. It's transformative. It brings people together as a community at a live event in where emotions are felt. Awe and wonder are inspired by these incredible physical feats. It's something that's existed in world cultures since the beginning of civilization. Celebration, mystery, ritual. And I think that there's something about circus that's so otherworldly and outside our everyday experience. It allows us to be really, and especially Bindlestiff and other smaller circuses now that are kind of considered new circus. We're not working in a big tent. We don't have animals. We're in these non-traditional spaces that
Why you don't have animals?
My personal feeling is that many, many people that I know who work in circus do work with animals, and the relationship that they have with the animals is very respectful. We don't have animals because we don't have space for it. Mm-hmm. And because we play in very non-traditional venues, we could never present a show that had horses or elephants unless we got a tent. We have worked with dogs and rabbits, even with people who have, you know, worked with their own pets in the show. And so I am not philosophically opposed to it. I have never seen in my personal experience and my relationships with other circus people, animals mistreated. So I think that there is a big discussion that can be had about that. But I just want to go on the record saying that Bindlestiff is, we're all for it. If people have respect for the animal and working with it as a partner, then that's different than, you know, caging an animal in a zoo or something like that.
So, Stephanie, you are the MC of the show.
I am.
And what? But you also perform some little, I don't know, tricks.
Have some tricks.
You have some tricks in your head. What have been the more difficult thing that you have done?
I guess I'm a variety artist, so I do a lot of different things. Acrobatics and juggling is part of it. And I also have done, I think the scariest thing I ever did and the most dangerous thing I ever did was work as a motorcycle driver for a high wire stunt show. So I drove a Suzuki street bike.
My hands are getting wet already.
Wait for this one. Actually, this is cool because it was at the for 2 years at the Steel Pier in Atlantic City, which has a long tradition of female daredevils, horse divers and trapeze artists who would fly into the water and things like this. So we set up a 70-foot, 300-foot-long, 70-foot-high tightrope about the thickness of my thumb, a wire, and the motorcycle sat on top of the wire, and underneath the bike hung a trapeze with an aerialist on it, and my job was to drive the motorcycle back and forth 5 times a day, and we did that for 2 years at the Steel Pier in Atlantic City, and then went on the road with some motorcycle festivals and, you know, worked in these really crazy biker rallies in Tennessee and West Virginia and stuff. And that was probably the most exciting out there circus, you know, experience I've had.
Well, and what was the reaction from the public after seeing this? Like, they would... put you in a podium, like give you a prize.
Kind of. Yeah, we had a lot of children coming up to us and asking how we did that. All the parents would say, why did you do that? I think that the circus everybody loves to hear a singer or watch or hear a band play and dance and be part of that experience. And I think the thing about the circus is that it shows you these nearly impossible to imagine feats that human beings have achieved. And I think that gives each of us a little inspiration in our lives to reach a little higher, push yourself a little farther, set your goals higher. So I think there's an appeal to that.
Why is it that we are so lucky in Hudson to have the Bindlestiff Family Circus?
Thank
After you mentioned you've been all over the United States and Europe and the world over, why is it Hudson the place where you decide to land?
That's a good question. It was an accident.
With the bike?
It was an accident. We had been in New York City and Williamsburg, Brooklyn for many years. And actually, we know Tom Rowe and some folks from WGXC from that neighborhood. And we had one of those terrible New York City artist stories with the landlord, and that many people have, and started looking.
What does it mean?
We lived in a warehouse building with a lot of space, very high ceilings, big storage for all of our junk, circus junk. And the landlord began to want to renovate the building and turn it into condos and co-ops, and tried to evict all the artists. Many artists lived in the building, not just our building, but 5 buildings on our block. It was like a small community of artists, a very short street with a dead end. So it was it felt like a little village of artists. And many of us, you know, tried to agitate together for a change in the housing laws. There was no loft law protection in Brooklyn, like there was in Manhattan for the artists in Soho. And so, and this is an ongoing battle, actually, on next Wednesday. No, I'm sorry, the 29th, a bunch of folks from the Brooklyn Loft Law Coalition are going up to Albany to agitate for protection under the laws. Many parts of Brooklyn and Queens are undergoing major redevelopment with these huge sky rises going up next to the waterfront and, many of these older buildings are very big with big windows and very high ceilings, and they're quite desirable. So, you know, there's no protection for the artists who have been there for 20 years, who sort of were grandfathered in by these landlords who just let these people move in with no amenities. So we were facing eviction and some very dirty tactics on the part of the landlord to scare us out. And we started drawing circles on the map around New York City of where we should look for a new place to live. And nothing within 50 miles was affordable. Nothing within 100 miles was affordable. And right here at 127 or whatever
it was.
Yeah, it was cool. And we also heard that there was a very cool progressive community here that, you know, it was also the community here feels a lot like my neighborhood in Brooklyn. Lots of different kinds of people mixing
expats.
Together. Expats, but also, you know, families with children and people of color and people who there is a lot of culture here. There are really great arts organizations here like Operation Unite New York and TSL and the Opera House and, you know, dozens and dozens of theater companies and sculptors and painters and, you know, just regular folk as well. And it just seemed like a really neat place, and we sort of fell in love with it and moved here in 2005, and within the next year started reaching out to these arts organizations and nonprofits to work with kids and teach juggling and circus skills and kind of look for ways to become a part of the community and share what we can to sort of belong here.
So you're going to be performing this Friday, February 10th, and then again on March 9th, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
The Circus Cabaret, the other greatest show on earth. I don't know what is the first
one. There ain't one.
The Bindelstedt Family Circus in Club Helsinki, 405 Columbia Street. You can go to the website and read more about the Bindelstedt. It's a Bindelstedt.org. It's going to be at 9 p.m. Can you present the show for us as the MC, please?
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome, welcome, welcome. We're going to take a little stroll down the alleyways of American popular entertainment history. We're going to peek under the tent flaps at the circus. We're going to stride down the sawdust midway of the sideshow and trod the boards of the vaudeville stages. We're also going to get a tantalizing taste of burlesque. So please, strap your seatbelts on, sit back and relax, and be prepared for the Bindelstedt Family Circus.
Thank you so much, Stephanie Monse.
Thank you. Buenas tardes, señoras y señores.
See you Friday.
Thanks.